This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, producer Annie.
Hi, producer Annie.
Hey. So I've invited a good friend of mine to come along to the show and chat because last Friday, I don't know what you were all doing, but I was hosting this new show called Ethnic City at the Improv Conspiracy in the CBD.
Great space.
Yeah, wonderful space. Not just improv, but also they've got stand-up shows and they even have sketch classes as well. So please welcome to the show, Mr. Brendan Wan.
Hello. Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Producer of Ethnic City, which I only just realised as I was leaving the show last week. I'm like, oh, I get it. Ethnicity.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I only got it at the very last minute. So that's good job on the branding. It's subtle.
It's a subtle pun. And yeah, like only a few people have got it. I'm like, come on, I thought it was more obvious than that.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Yeah, it's been done a few times before.
Brutal.
Yeah. No, well, I mean.
I was struggling with a hard hitting.
Yeah, well, as a person of colour, I get billed a lot, you know, for the person of colour tag. But this one seems to be blowing it up way more successfully than the ones that
I've.
Yeah. Like, well, reveal your secrets as to how this is managed.
I think the main difference from my show to the other ones in the past that I've seen is that the others have focused more on stand-up, mm-hmm. whereas this one's variety. So this one's got sketch, improv, stand-up, music. So this is like a whole like package of different stuff going on. And I think that's just kind of cool to see, like, you know, comedy is not just stand-up. It can be like, you know, sketch or it can be improv. And so to see that happening is, I think now's the time that we're like, there are improv performers of colour doing stuff, and then there's also sketch people doing stuff as well. So I think we're at a time where like, oh yeah, we can diversify the, not just our performers, but also our comedy.
Yeah, variety of variety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. But yeah, it's just kind of cool to see that. Like there's, you know, people coming up in the ranks, and it's just to support that and give a space for that is kind of cool to have.
So when we talk about ethnic city or ethnicity, is it just related to people of colour or people of different ethnic backgrounds? Because you can be, because I guess the of colour bit's got me kind of a little intrigued.
Yeah, that's true. That is a bit of a play in my head.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a valid question. And I think for me, it's kind of, it is more focused on the colour aspect, which is, again, just because it's the, when you see on stage someone that's like not like a, you know, European looking person, then you're like, oh, this is a different, like, this is, there's something different about this. Like just the stage picture of it all. I mean, like the last 2 weeks at this show, like seeing the like the acts, and not only seeing the acts but also the audiences.
So the
audience is just completely different. And the first night, it was great. It was a sellout show, and half of that audience were like, you know, that we had Asian audiences, we had black audiences, we had just everyone's there, and it was kind of just cool to see that. And their eyes were beaming. It was really cool to see that. And I was like, damn, I wish I was performing this night.
And then you did perform the next show. And I thought, I loved it because it was pretty much just, half of it was Brendan drinking from a can of soda to some music. But I was like, damn, that's good.
Very Kaufman of
you. It was good. And it made me want to drink a Sprite. So yep. I don't know about everyone else. But I was
no brand
thirsty.
Names, please. but
a lemonade.
People do want to be represented. And a lot of, especially, it's great. So a lot of well-known comedians at Comedy Festival going, do you know what my tip is? Go and see someone who doesn't look like you.
Yeah.
Hannah Gadsby said that.
Yeah.
When you launch. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the... and then you get a different, diverse audience and they feel represented, and then it's a good time.
We had a chat a couple of weeks ago to Steph Tisdale, who had a great festival.
Yes, of course.
A woman of colour, Aboriginal woman, mm-hmm. proud Aboriginal woman.
Killing it,
that's right. Deadly, as they say.
Yes.
Look at me with the lingo.
Deadly funny.
So if already had two shows.
Yep, I already had two shows, and we've got two more coming up, and they're Fridays until the 14th of June. So yeah, some cool things coming up. There's like the last show is featuring the first. I don't think this is. I mean, this is pretty accurate, but I've done my research was literally just Google. It's the Australia's first South Asian improv team.
What are they called?
They haven't got a name yet, but
yeah,
they'll make it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They'll improv. Yeah.
That's very funny. I'm like, what? I get it.
Smart. And where can we go to find out some more info?
So just go on to theimprovconspiracy.com and, the page is all there. Or you can just follow us on Facebook and Insta and Twitter.
So improvconspiracy.com.
Yep.
All one word.
There you go.
Yeah.
More letters than that.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Thank you very much, Brendan, for joining us.
Fantastic. Cheers.
All the best for the other shows.
Yes,
cheers. Thanks a lot.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.